This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
How do?
I'm sending off a pair of sunglasses to a woman named Aoife, who won them on the show this morning. Do I have to send her anything else? Send her anything else?
Is it just the sunglasses?
Yeah.
That's all she won.
Can I just...
close her up.
Yeah, grand, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll close her up. So, but do you want to know something really annoying? Is that so? I wrote Aoife's name down on this side of the envelope.
Oh yeah, I can see
and
that.
All her address and stuff. And yet, when you flip the envelope over, which I didn't realise, there is a space for where that is supposed to go.
Dave, can you just turn around that address to me there again?
I can't really. It's a GDPR, can't I not?
You don't have her surname in.
I know. I don't know her surname.
Oh. Are you going to chance it just with Aoife?
Yeah.
Are you actually going to chance it?
What do you think? Can I not?
I thought you're going to try just sending it to Aoife.
And her address, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, but they're not looking for the name. The postman doesn't give a shit about the name, like.
Well, I suppose these days with an air code, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They
That's
just
so
want
fun.
The house.
Because of the air code, can we all just ditch surnames?
Yeah, I think so. There's no point.
That's interesting.
In putting your surname on the post.
Aoife, if you're listening to this, to listen to yourself back when you were on the show with us earlier on.
It's Aoife's fault. She didn't send me her bloody surname. I'm trying to send you glasses here, Aoife. So,
Aoife, yeah. County Meath.
Yes, literally. That's
best
it.
Of luck on...
You'll find her.
Let's go. 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 Here I go. Fully charged. Spins fully charged. It's so
good. Ready or not. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week, everybody.
I can just predict that there's going to be plenty of sleepy heads around this morning.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Me included. Mm. I'm in bits. Reason why? Because Rory couldn't just finish it on the 18th. No, no, no. He had to go to a playoff. And so we all had to stay up even longer. And we had to watch him get all the way back from the tee back to the tee off. I haven't been watching golf for that long, can you tell?
If it makes you any better, I'm like, tee is a letter. That's also something to do with taking a shot. Cool.
From the flag, so you have to go all the way from the flag back to the tee off. And I was just like, oh, come on, I need to go to bed. I'm up at 5:30. Like, but it was fantastic.
So when you say a playoff, he was essentially drawing with someone and it went to essentially penos.
But he could have won it, you see. It went to extra time almost, right?
Gotcha,
instead of penalties.
Yeah.
But so he was basically 12 under. The other fellow was 11 under. But Rory didn't make the putt, so he made up the putt on the next one. So he was also then on 11 under. So they had to restart the hole. And they were going to play a hole until they basically found a winner.
And what? So what time did it wrap at?
I'd say...
I woke up and just saw people's Instagram stories, so I don't know, I was well gone at that stage.
It was after 12 anyway, yeah. I'm pretty sure. I put up a story, it says 7 hours ago, yeah, 12 o'clock.
Okay.
There you go.
Right.
So I'm a little bit...
I know, I get it.
Fragile
the
today.
Dedication to the golf.
Oh,
what they should do is, like, forget about that extra time malarkey. Just battle it out, Peno style, on a crazy golf course.
Longest drive or something.
Yeah. Or just like the hurdy-gurdies like Tremor.
Oh, yeah.
A round of crazy golf. First person to finish wins.
That's very good. Very Happy Gilmore of you.
I think it would make it much more enjoyable, to be honest.
Oh, God, I don't think it's possible.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Monday morning, what's the story?
Hey, what's going on?
So, it was a big weekend. I'd like to bring you up to speed because, you know, we started the story. We'll wrap the story. Over the weekend was our Dave's 30th birthday party.
Lads, I promise you at some point this month we will stop talking about it. I promise you. I promise you we will.
I know, but come on, you can't say Dave's having the 30th with the family and friends that he was dreading this weekend and then not reflect on how it went.
It's also not even my 30th. It's over a week away.
I know, and by the time it actually comes around, you'll feel like you're turning 31.
I honestly feel like that.
Yeah,
I've had three separate happy birthdays sang to me. I'm not even 30 yet.
I'm still 29.
I literally am still 29. It's ridiculous.
No, it was absolutely lovely. So
it's getting embarrassing now at this point.
Murphy's, Rathmines, that was where we all headed for on Saturday night. And straight away, I was impressed with myself because I knew your brother, Sean. Don't know how. Just vibed off his look and was like, that's got to be Dave's brother. And I don't know if I've ever seen a photo of Sean. And I had him down and he kind of looked at me being like, Emma? Sean? Gave him a... he's a good hugger, that lad.
To be fair, we are very, very similar looking.
similar, but you not straight. Like when you put you side by side, you'd be like brothers.
Yeah.
Anyway, met your parents, Don. What a ledge.
Yeah.
What a legendary man.
Listen, this man, my dad, like literally walked around the whole party, and everyone was like, "God, I love him."
He's fantastic. Yeah. He came over and greeted us. He got there to greet us before you did. He was welcoming everyone in. Your mom and I shared a lovely hug and chats after years of knowing each other through you. Finally, nice to put a face to the name situation. I have to say, one thing that did happen at Dave's 30th was Dave's, what's that word when it's like you're famous for the wrong reasons?
Infamous.
Your infamous housemate Ben and his ChatGPT speech.
Yeah.
So basically, they realised at some point in the evening, oh, there's going to be a speech.
Yeah, everyone's going to tell me I have to do a speech after the happy birthday, aren't they?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not doing that.
So you handed it over to Ben.
I said, Ben, do you want to do a speech? He said, hell yeah. Attention on me, please.
So we were sitting out in the smoking area, and then poor Ben, the reality of it in front of all these people of having to stand up and talk about our Dave, was starting to hit him. So he's sitting beside me and he just goes, hello, ChatGPT, good evening. I'm at my friend's 30th and I have to make a speech about him. Well, I couldn't really hear because of the mic. What kind of stuff was he saying?
Not much, just talking about how crap my diet is.
Standard, easy joke.
I don't know, not much else really.
It was just Dave mainly, like Smarties.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that cool. was pretty much the whole crux of it. He got a few.
Yeah,
he got a few of them.
It was just hard to hear him.
Mic. Fair enough.
Final thing. What was the story, Pippa, your girlfriend was telling me about this? Some cake debacle.
Oh, yeah. My mum ordered a cake for Saturday, but she accidentally ordered it for next Saturday.
Brilliant. So you're gonna have another? Are you gonna have another party
No, but I am gonna go home on Sunday, and we're gonna have the cake then.
So there's gonna be another token.
There will be
for
another happy birthday
next week.
Yes,
That's again still before your birthday.
Yes, yeah.
Christ. Yeah.
So I promise you, like, mark it down. The 23rd of April, you will never hear about my birthday ever again. It will never happen.
Oh, you're telling us we've another week of this.
You've another week because I don't know what else is coming.
So you have to go back to next week and sit around and do the candles on the cake.
Oh, God. The thought of having to stare at people while they're saying happy birthday to me again.
It's just, at this point, I actually think it's traumatising.
It's so bad. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, what's the crack?
Good morning. Time to talk about Coachella. Because it's going on at the moment and I don't really know why. I feel like that the Coachella pull is kind of gone. Do you feel like that? Or do you still very much would you like to go?
I don't know. I think I'd be really overwhelmed by it. I think it's just
massive
so
music festival in California, by the way.
Yeah, in the valley. But like the thing about it is, you bring in the biggest stars in the world. So like the Gaga performance, oh my God, like the 5-star reviews are in, like it was meant to be.
Fantastic, like, was it?
I think the word iconic's overused, but I think Gaga absolutely smashed it.
Okay.
And it's kind of the stage that people pull out all the stops. Like it's 5 or 6 years now since Beyonce did it. Do you remember? She did 70 dancers. Like it's a spectacle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get that. Yeah, fair enough. But I just feel like I wouldn't have much interest in going. I feel like it's a load of influencers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And people are only going for the photos and as opposed to the actual concert.
I think what's a weird pull about it is that you're going to a festival where another, now, obviously, VIP, star, but the likes of, you know, Hailey Bieber goes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that at Electric Picnic.
That's fair.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I want to talk about their pricing because obviously people are once again complaining about the food prices. A lot of posts on social media, especially TikTok festival, people going to the festival were sharing like what they ate and how much they spent. This one girl called Ruth Viveros, she posted a video saying she spent, she bought 2 plates of tacos, a plate of a load of nachos and 2 lemonades. And it was $102.
No, it was not, Dave.
$102.
That's shocking.
And it wasn't like one of those things where it was like, oh, they've obviously overcharged me here. No, that is actually the price. Each lemonade cost $17. So she also mentioned that the tacos were freezing cold, didn't taste good. And many people in the comments then were talking about the prices as well, saying they were diabolical. And it was basically just a money trap out there. Mm. But another video of someone there showed them getting a slice of pepperoni pizza. Not a pizza, by the way. A slice of pepperoni pizza. And it was $13.
Wow.
For one slice.
That's shocking.
Bambinos would never.
what I was trying to compare it to in my head.
Do you know what's mad? Like, some people find that good. I know there's someone, like, in, like, the media, right, who once said that, like, paying €19 for a Carvery was fine. And everyone was like, are you having a laugh? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
This pepperoni pizza costing £13, a slice of it, I'd be going mad. but people are like, oh yeah, it's not too bad. It's at a festival. I'm like, $13? Are you going
for
back?
A slice?
For a slice.
Pizza.
So yeah, other things like pizzas and burgers and stuff cost between 15 and 30. Someone mentioned a hot chicken slider, which is obviously the tiny little burger and fries, and that cost them $30. Yeah. Which is mad because like the Coachella price, like the ticket itself costs $600.
Is it?
Yeah, like just that's just standard price. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And that's before you pay for things like your shuttles or your parking or, you know, VIP passes or whatever. Do you know what I mean? $600. Like, that's mad money.
It is mad money. It's crazy. And anything to do with, honestly, I can't recommend it enough. If you're going to a festival, it sounds so like, don't sniff at it. Like, pack a Sambo.
Pack
it. You'll get one day out of it. You know what I mean?
Emma Nolan rocking up to the big Ferris wheel at Coachella with their little tuna sandwiches.
Open up me tin foil. Oh, a little bit of habit cheese.
Yeah, and she's got the little flask for the tea as
well. Yeah, 100%. I'd save a few quid, go in and buy a multi-pack of snacks and you're laughing.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Big day for the girlos.
Yeah.
The first all-female space crew since 1963 heading off today. And I guess we've been talking about it a while and you've probably seen it on your feed for a while because Katy Perry is among the ladies heading to space today.
I keep seeing this and I was like very confused. Why are you doing?
What do you mean?
What qualifications does Katy Perry have to go to?
Well, space? This is the thing. They won't be qualified as astronauts at all, right? Okay. It's just more of a thing. Like it's a mission to, I suppose, do a trip to space.
Get rid of her.
Minus any men, say. So
okay.
This is all due to Jeff Bezos's missus.
Okay.
Is behind this, right. If you know what I mean. So Katy Perry,
I'm sure she'd love that. Jeff Bezos is Mrs.
Yeah, no, she's definitely like cooler than that. Is she an author as well? I'm sure. I don't know much even about any of them really, but anyway, Katy Perry heading alongside an author, a journalist, and a TV presenter, a civil rights activist, a former rocket scientist, and a filmmaker as well.
Lauren Sanchez is her name, by the way.
Is his wife? Yeah. Okay, cool. But they're only going to be up there for 11 minutes. It's not long. It's up and down real quick.
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't do it for 11 seconds.
I wouldn't have any interest now, to be honest. I'm grand where I am. They will reach 62 miles above Earth and they'll cross the Kármán line, which is the boundary of space.
Okay.
News to me. And the whole idea is that it's create a lasting impact that will inspire generations. They're only going to have about 4 minutes of weightlessness. Like it's, well, I think that if I was
that's
to go,
exciting.
That's enough time for me.
That's cool. But also there's nothing wrong with the ground.
Yeah.
The ground never hurt anyone.
And if you want to feel weightless, like jump on a trampoline for every millisecond you're in the air, it's like, oh, cool, I'm flying. No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, it's bizarre. I don't really fully understand it, but I'm also like, I suppose if you had that opportunity, maybe you'd take it. So congratulations to her, she's off to space. But I definitely don't think I'd be taking that.
Yeah, different.
Especially on Jeff Bezos' stuff. Like he's just an evil billionaire.
Yeah, I know. It's all about Dodge. I suppose they're trying to do something empowering for women, I guess. But their capsule's going to return to Earth via 3 parachutes. Is that the same as every other time that it would come back down by parachute?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we'll go very fast and then land in the ocean or something, yeah.
Crack. Yeah. Something to do on a Monday.
Something to do, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. All right, Emerald Park. It's set for an egg special Easter. Egg, do you mean, you know, because Easter?
Yeah.
Listen, new family event called Hop and Hunt. It's going to be one of Ireland's largest Easter egg hunts and it's taking place from this Wednesday to Sunday. And you can find out more at emeraldpark.ie.
All this week on the show, what we've got for you is all access passes to Emerald Park. How
Triple
cool.
A, baby. AAA. Yeah.
Go wherever you want, even into the, I don't know, actually.
Shop.
Starting. So listen, if you'd like to win, what we've been doing is we've been cracking open eggs on the show this morning and there was one particular song playing inside an egg. I know, crazy. Gav thinks he knows what the song is. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, not too bad. What's the plan for you today?
Nothing, it's off work today.
You're off work. Happy days. How come you're off work?
I work Tuesday to Saturday.
Oh, very good. What do you do, Gav?
I'm a pastry chef.
A pastry chef?
Oh, stars again. A pastry chef. Are you an entrepreneur or do you work for...
I work for a bakery, for Firehouse Bakery in Delgany.
Wow.
Very nice.
What's your favourite thing to make?
Tarts are always good ones.
Tarts.
I'd say it's very satisfying. Start, middle, end, finished product. People enjoy the food you've eaten. Good day's work done.
Exactly.
We never know if people are enjoying us or not.
Yeah, we have no clue, but you always know what people are going to enjoy a tart. Well, Gav, you know where we are if you ever decide, you know, oh, these aren't the best tarts I've ever made. These aren't the best croissants. I'll deliver them to Emma and Dave.
So true, Gav.
Just don't throw them out. We'll eat them happily. Marconi House, Gavin.
Listen, we'd love to get you sorted with 4 all-access passes to Emerald Park. Essentially, what happened here is we are going to crack open one of our eggs in the studio, and there's a song in there, Gav. It sounds like this. What do you reckon, Gav? What song is that?
Is it Drake One Dance?
Let's
Drake and One Dance.
Check if you're right.
I need a one dance. Tune. Got a Hennessy in my head. Yes, Gab, you're absolutely spot on. Congratulations, you are off to Emerald Park. You've got 4 all-access passes, so you can take the whole family. Are you going to do that, Gab? Are you going to take some friends? What are you going to do?
Bring a few friends.
That'll be a good crack.
Fantastic.
I have one more really important question. Why are you up so early on your day off?
Oh, we're actually having some work done in our house today, so I have to drop the dog at my parents.
Nice.
Gab, you sound like you have a wonderful, wholesome life.
Yeah, you do. I'm getting some work done.
That's right.
Fabulous. Listen, thanks for listening to us. Have a lovely day. Enjoy Emerald Park.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Gav. Bye.
Bye. If you'd like to win another chance tomorrow morning, the show, same time, just before 7:30.
My life is better now that I know Gav.
He's a great guy.
It spins fully charged,
recharged. Gracie Abrams and That's So True on your number one hit music station. You're listening
to Spin. I haven't heard a thing about her and Paul Mescal in ages.
Yeah, they're keeping it under wraps, aren't they?
They really are. Like, I know Paul Mescal's very private, but I'm also like, will you just please tell me everything about your life? Just me. I just want to know.
I think the biggest thing we're going to get from Gracie and Paul was the time they were in West Cork and they went to Super Value.
That was a big day for both of us.
I don't know if you can get any better than that, though. Figured out what they were having for their dinner.
Oh, so. Gracie and Paul peaked there. Yeah.
Wake up.
Hey, good morning. What's happening? Do you know what I did? Yes, I was in the pub yesterday just for like watching the Masters and watching the football and stuff like that. And we were all sitting around and I was thinking, there's loads of stuff that ChatGPT does that we never really take full advantage of. So I put in a picture to ChatGPT of my dog, right? And I was just like, make this dog a person that it resembles. Do you know what I mean?
No way.
And it turned it into a real life human. And that's, so this was the photo was my dog on the beach, like smiling up the camera. And it turned it into a human. And it looks so similar. Like the tongue is out, the hair is correct. It's absolutely crazy. So you could just go onto ChatGPT and just be like, here's a photo of my dog, turn it into a human.
Oh my God, if you are in a position to do this morning, send them in. I want to see your dogs as humans.
Yeah.
And I want to do that now. It's Seamus. I wonder what he looked like.
Then me and Bibba went for a walk a couple of days ago, right? We were out in Clontarf. And so took that photo, took a nice photo of the two of us. And I just put it in ChatGPT yesterday. And I was like, make it Disney. And they just...
Stop!
They just Disney-fied it. It's...
Oh, wow!
It's just cool. Like, imagine like Disney characters, like Aladdin or something. It just turns you into that. But it does it It does it for the background
You're
and everything.
Such a little Disney prince.
So there you go. It's cool. You can do loads of things with it that I don't think people know. So we were all just sat around the pub, like, on our phones, being like, turn this photo into a photo of a dog. Turn this photo into an animal. Make this Disney-like.
Sorry, Pippa is the most gorgeous Disney princess I've ever seen in that photo. All right, well, that's going to keep us all busy this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Spin, your number one hip music station.
Good morning. I want to talk to you about accidental inventions, things that were made, things that were invented and it was complete by accident, didn't mean to. Or, like, things that were made because of something specific that happened. Because I found a couple of these on TikTok the other day and I was genuinely bet into it. Like, obsessed with it. So I thought, if I find it interesting, maybe someone else will. So here are some things that have been invented for weird reasons or completely by accident.
Right.
Starting off with in 1902, right, the president of America at the time, Theodore Roosevelt, he was on a hunting trip, right, and they didn't shoot anything. And so basically the people who he was hunting with tied up a bear, a live bear. But he refused to shoot it because he was like, that's not sport. He was like, it's just a defenseless animal, so I'm not going to shoot it. Mm. And so someone who, basically an illustrator, was like doing the cartoons for the newspapers. And so he he put a cartoon of you know, the president not shooting the bear and whatever, and some toy shop owner named Morris Mitchum created a stuffed bear and named it Teddy's Bear.
No.
And that's where we get
way.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy's Bear. Who's Teddy?
Teddy is Theodore Roosevelt.
No way.
Yeah, there you go. So
oh
Teddy's
Bear. Oh my goodness.
Bear.
That is interesting. It's really interesting,
yeah. Right? Here's another one. In 1895, a guy called Wilhelm Röntgen discovered invisible rays that could go through things like wood, but not bone or metal. He took the very first X-ray of his wife's hand, showing her bones and the ring, and he called them X-rays, X meaning unknown, because he didn't really understand it. He didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
But he never patented it. He believed everyone should use it, and he got a Nobel Prize for it, so he invented the X-ray. This one is quite cool. He, in 1941, Swiss engineer George de Mestral was his name. He was out for a walk in the woods. He noticed plants called burrs. They were sticking to his dog, right? So like the dog would like go through a bush and all these little burrs would stick to the dog's fur. And so he looked at them under a microscope and saw that they had tiny hooks and grabbed onto fabric. So he created a fastener, one side with hooks and the other with loops, and he called it Velcro. Right, and it comes from the French words for velvet and hook. So velvet being velour and hook, crochet.
Gotcha.
So it became widely used after NASA used it in space. So there you go, that was how Velcro was made. In 1950s, a guy called Joe McVicker worked for a company which made wallpaper cleaning paste.
Mm.
Apparently that was a big thing back in, you remember, your granny would have like wallpaper in the house and all, yeah. So kids started using it as modelling clay, and McVicker noticed its potential as a toy. So in 1956, he marketed it as a safe, fun modelling compound for children, and he rebranded the paste as Play-Doh.
I
love this stuff. It's so interesting.
When you actually even break down, like, you just say these words and don't even think, but
yeah.
Play-Doh.
There you go.
Dough you can play with.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
In 1943, a naval engineer named Richard James knocked a spring off a shelf and it started moving on its own.
Oh, God.
And so he turned it into a toy. And that's where we get the Slinky. Because he literally just knocked a spring off the thing and it went down and then continued on, which I thought was gas. Spencer Silver, he's a scientist. He was trying to create a super strong adhesive and accidentally did the complete opposite and made a really weak and, you know, terrible adhesive. And he thought it was a failure, but the adhesive was later used by a colleague as a way to mark pages in the book.
Right.
And so a post-it note was born. Tiny, like, not very sticky substance at all. And that's where we get a post-it note.
I don't know where our producer Colin would be without a post-it note, my God.
Very true. And then lastly, the one... which I feel like a lot of people know, but if you don't, basically a Scottish scientist, Alexander Fleming was his name. He was working in his lab and he noticed a petri dish of bacteria that had been left uncovered, and a mould had started to grow on it, but the bacteria around the mould was being destroyed. And after years of research, the discovery led to the development of the world's first antibiotic, penicillin.
No!
Just because he just left a petri dish out.
Guys, don't be saying you don't learn anything on TikTok.
Exactly, or this show. Highbrow.
Is that what's the kind of stuff that's on your For You page these days?
It's great.
Hashtag aging.
I know, I love it.
Her Coachella performance over the weekend was class. Watched a few clips. Raven Lanay's Love Me Not Now on Spin. See you right
now. Recharged.
What is the crack?
Hey, good morning.
Hope you're well. Listen, 087 711 1038. That's our number. And we'd love your voice notes and your stories on this morning. What are your kind of embarrassing injuries where you're just like, oh, what? Not now, not here, really? Damn. I'm in bits, and it's not to be a big moan bag, but just so annoying.
What?
I was out for a simple walk with my friend Emer the other day.
A simple walk.
We were simply walking, and we were on a pathway, and it was kind of narrow, and a guy was coming towards us with a dog. So I just took a little step into the right, which happened to be kind of someone's driveway. There was like loads of houses on the road, and a bit of gravel underfoot. And as I turned, I honestly don't know how this happened, but I just stood out of the way for the man and his dog.
Yeah.
And that was the end of me.
Just because you stood out of the way?
I somehow just got caught and went over on my ankle.
Oh!
I can't describe the cracking I heard.
Ah!
Disgusting.
Eee!
Oh. And I landed in someone's driveway. And your mum with the dog was like, Jay-Z, you all right? And I was like, just go.
Yeah, please leave me alone. There's nothing worse. I hate when people are like, it's obviously so nice.
Yeah, of course.
But
honestly,
please never, ever talk to me.
Oh, no, this is like, I'm mortified.
If you see me in pain, like, no, the pain is actually worse on the inside.
You
because
know,
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Now, the pain was pretty bad to the point where, you know, when you're like, no, don't cry, just count to 10, it won't be so severe. Do you know when you're like,
oh, wow.
In the past.
I've never heard of that.
You know that feeling of like, no,
process.
No, just, it's on fire now, but in a few minutes, seconds, it'll calm down.
What did your mom used to tell you to do when you were when you hurt yourself? We were always told rub it, just rub it really hard, or you're told to blow.
Yeah, yeah. In fairness, none of those things would have worked. The ankle was on fire and untouchable. I couldn't put weight on it.
Oh, God.
I spent a good, like, now this is where it got really embarrassing. I would say a solid 5 to 6 minutes just on the floor in some randomer's driveway,
nice.
Right? With Emer going like, are you alrighty? All right. I was like, do you know, and you're just like, I'm sorry, babe, just give me a sec.
Yeah.
And I got back up and I hobbled down. We were going to get lunch and I sat in the restaurant and was like, is there any chance you have a bit of ice? And your man appeared. We were sitting outside. Your man appeared with quite literally a black bag.
Oh, right, thank God.
Like a bin liner.
I thought he was going to come over with a glass of ice.
Right. And so that was grand. It was just embarrassing and I couldn't walk home. By the time I got back, now, like, again, look, it's an injury, but it's bad. Like,
okay.
It's fairly swollen and black and blue and all the rest. And
Rim.
I'm not sure what it is. I met Martin Guilfoyle yesterday. He said it's probably ligament damage. I don't know. Like, I can walk on it fine, so it's not broken and it's not sprained. It'll probably improve in a few days.
You know, my mum's a physio and you were in her presence on Saturday.
Good morning, Grania. Any tips? 087-711. Oh, no, what is it? Grania just messaged you. Dave, and let me know.
Yeah, ma'am, text into the spin WhatsApp.
But it was just that vibe of, like, I've been walking around wearing exclusively Crocs, as you might notice, the last couple of days, because I can't even bear to tie laces.
Right, okay.
And again, it's just the mortification of now I'm hobbling and can't really walk the dog. And I...
Poor Seamus. He's going to get the worst out of this.
He'll be sorted, but my boyfriend Jack will do all that. But it's just like one second I was just out for a stroll and the next second I have really hurt myself and it's going to take a few days and it's a pain in the backside.
The left basically. One or right one?
The right one.
How's the driving?
Not so bad, actually.
Okay, at least not the left because you don't have to do the clutch.
Yeah, exactly.
With the right.
Yeah, but
that's
the stretching
good.
Of that isn't so bad.
Okay.
But it's more just, in general, embarrassing.
Yes,
embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
In someone's driveway on a Saturday afternoon out for a walk. What?
It's so funny, though, because, like, no one would ever think twice about that, but in your own head, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, you're like, let me... with that in mind, would love to know, when have you suffered a kind of embarrassing injury, you know?
It could have been even in front of one person or 100 people.
Fact. 087-711-1038. It could be something even mad in terms of how you sustained it. I don't know. But sometimes it's just the most simple thing that you're like, what?
Yeah.
How are we here? 087-711-1038. We'd love your stories and your voice notes. Your embarrassing injuries. I'm after doing some kind of damage to my ankle. Ugh, I went over on it the other day, literally from just walking. It's nothing interesting. I wasn't running or doing anything too exciting. I was simply... walking. And I really, really hurt myself. I have a big swollen foot. I went over on it in front of like a stranger with a dog who was trying to help and it was just all like everything just stopping.
Please leave me alone.
Please, if I get to 10 minutes, stop being so sore. We're asking for your kind of embarrassing injuries on this morning's show and we'd love to hear from you. 087-711-1038. What's yours, Sandra?
I was doing my motorbike lessons a few years ago at something called IBT and basically you practice driving the motorbike for the full day.
Okay.
So anyway, I was practicing different maneuvers on a really large car park. And at the end of the day, you're meant to practice this maneuver as basically driving quick and then emergency stop.
Okay.
And my partner ended up picking me up a little bit earlier. So he said, instead of embarrassing me or anything, he's going to park a little bit further away so I don't notice him. However, I did notice him.
Cut.
And I tried to show off and I ended up flying off the bike. Going about 440 an hour. I ended up hitting the curb. The bike went left. I went to the right. Face planted in the floor. And my partner at the time was in the ambulance. So he was able to like help me straight away. And I ended up in the hospital. Now, thankfully, nothing was broken, but I was really, really badly bruised.
Right. Okay.
Did he drive an ambulance, did you say?
No, he was in the ambulance. Like he works for the ambulance at the time.
Stop. Okay.
So he was kind of first aid. You know, he was able to help me out and stuff, but it was so embarrassing because there was like so many people around me that were also doing the lessons and stuff. I still have marks on my thigh from the bruises because they were so deep. I don't know how I didn't manage to break anything.
Dear God, Sandra, that's terrifying. I would say that's terrifying, not embarrassing.
Well, at least I did pass my test.
Exactly.
So,
well, there you go.
It worked out at the end.
I think it's funny, though. It always just feels embarrassing when you do something to try and impress someone and it backfires. Like, you're like, Scarlet for
it
me.
It never works out.
Yes.
It never works out.
Sandra, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you, hon.
Thanks a little, guys.
Talk to you later. This in from Matt saying, not sure how radio friendly this is. I had a little read through. We can totally work with this, Matt. So basically, he says, a while ago, I was sitting cross-legged on a sofa and I got up really quickly and I felt the worst pain.
Oh, no.
That I've felt in a long time a sensitive area. He said, I then had to drive myself to the local hospital where I was told that I had twisted.
No! No!
Yep.
No!
One of the two lads.
No! Oh my God.
One of the two boys, right? He says, I was in hospital for 4 days. Now, as the injury itself wasn't embarrassing enough, during my 4 days in hospital, I was told that they don't see this type of injury that often. So I had teams of young junior doctors to whom I had to present myself to so they could examine me.
It's so funny. Like, for a junior doctor, like, they'd be like happy to do that because they'd be like learning or whatever.
Sure.
But you're just sat there going,
here
God.
It is again. Oh, do you want to see it again?
Yeah. Hands down. Oh, God.
I know. Paul standing by. Your embarrassing injury, Paul.
I work for a installation company doing broadband.
Yep.
And I was down the country. I went into a restaurant to use the bathroom.
Mm.
And the barmaids were just inside the door. So I let the door close, but I let it catch my finger. But to the extent where it led to needing plastic surgery.
Oh, God.
All because all I needed to was use the toilet.
Oh, man.
Dear God, it must have been a heavy door, Paul, was it?
Oh, it was one of these old-fashioned bar doors that open and closed both ways when it swung.
God.
And I let it close slowly, but it pierced straight underneath my fingernail bit. So I now no longer have a fingernail.
Oh, do you?
I needed to get my finger stitched back together.
Is it? Oh my God!
You're going back
Paul.
Out to the lads in the van, going, I caught my finger in a door.
Dear God, that.
Well, as I say to the customers, I'd like to say a hero story, like with a knife or something.
No,
it was a door.
Oh, Paul, I'm so sorry. And so, what's your fingernail made out of?
My finger is. I have just like there's no fingernail at all. The fingernail is coming back.
Okay.
But the surgeon said 6 to 8 months time before it even appears.
Right. When was this, Paul?
It was the 2nd of January. So what a start to the new year.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
What a start. Well, listen, the best of luck to you, Paul, and your finger.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Paul.
Have a great day, Paul.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye.
Talk to you later.
This is making me die because I don't do well with injuries and stuff like that. When people have specific details, like real heavy details.
Paul sent a photo of his picture.
I don't want
finger.
To see
Do you
it.
Want to see his,
no.
Do you want to see his finger?
No. I will close my eyes and I will tell you this. If you have an embarrassing injury, please let us know. 087-711-103.
That's it there.
Do you know what? I was actually trying to think back of my embarrassing injuries and I was just like, I can't really think of a lot. I must have blocked them all out because I know I have them. I know they're definitely there somewhere, but I'd say my brain is like, no, that was too embarrassing. I need to block that out.
Yeah.
But I do remember when I was like a teenager and I was cycling back from the shop. And do you remember when you're a teenager and you could cycle your bike with no hands?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my ice cream in my right hand and I was just like left hand, just chilling. You know
I can
mean?
Imagine you being so cool licking your ice cream.
I was happy. It was actually a smooch. I remember that.
Oh God, throwback.
Do you know, I remember smooches? They were so good. Anyway, so I'm cycling through the estate and I pass my mum's friend.
Mm.
And so I have ice cream in one hand and no hands on the bike. And so I thought, physics doesn't a thing. Don't worry about it. So with one hand, I thought I'd break to talk to my mum's friend just to say hello. So one hand on the ice cream, one hand on the brake, clamped on the brake, and I went flying.
I can only imagine it just ripped over
flying,
to the right, didn't it?
Yep. Literally right over, and I went flying over the handlebars. And it was one of those things where it felt like I was on like a slide. I was slid across the concrete.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Dave,
one of those, like,
ow.
Everything was scratched, everything was bloody, it was rotten. And my mum's friend was like, geez, like, are you all right? What's going on? I was like, yeah, Grant, how are you? Good to see you anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like,
trying to keep,
oh sure, this happens to me all the time. Don't worry about me. Oh, for God's sake. I still remember
it
this day.
It does, it really does. It's just, you're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Like, Emma standing by, what's your embarrassing injury, Em?
Oh my God. So, do you remember when the Disney set was in Enniskerry? I think it was like 2021.
Yes.
Enchanted or something, was it?
Yeah, it was for Enchanted. Wasn't Enchanted for me that day.
Oh,
I went into Mary Poppins Bakery at the time, and when I came out, I was delighted because they had these like vintage glass jar of sweets.
Mm.
And I was coming out all happy dandy, and then I came down off the footpath straight into a pothole.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How, yeah, like, so I went straight down.
Sorry.
It was a big pothole.
A pot? What do you mean a pothole? Like,
so, it was literally a hole in the ground. Like a tiny, like it wasn't too big, but it was big enough to fit a whole foot.
Do you mean, oh, right.
Oh, wow, so your whole foot went down into it.
Yeah, and I didn't see it because the paths are so high there, right outside those shops. Like, right. They're really tall.
Okay.
So when you come down off them, I just didn't even see it, and I went straight into it and straight down.
Oh.
And keep in mind, there was hundreds of people there.
Of course there was. Hundreds. Yeah. People were...
And, oh, it was so embarrassing. And like, everyone just swarmed me at the same time. Now, luckily enough, a nurse came up.
Oh, great.
With an ice pack. I had a chair. I had a woman bringing me a Capri Sun. Another woman brought me an ice cream.
Stop.
Oh, no, darling, I'm scarlet for you.
Coming at me.
Yeah, honestly, I think that would make it worse for me if people were like coming up and bringing me stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was like people that I knew from my school and all there, like from a couple of years ago. So I was just dying on that ground. And then an ambulance had to somehow make its way through the whole place.
No, Emma.
Yeah, I didn't ask for an ambulance. Someone else just rang it for me.
I wonder, is that an Irish thing? Like, is it like, oh God, no, don't get the ambulance out because that'll only cause a fuss. Yeah, I don't want to cause a fuss.
Like, I wasn't even crying. I was there laughing my head off. I think just for sheer embarrassment. I think the adrenaline was just trying to get home with laughter.
No,
because I was just dying.
You're just in the middle of this enchanted set where like all of Ireland have flocked to you, the town is thronged, and you're there as a supporter and someone who wants to just get involved, and you end up in a pothole.
I mean it
is embarrassing, Emma, there's no doubt about it.
No, it is embarrassing. And then like my partner had to get left behind because he wasn't allowed in the ambulance, so he was just stranded and then in our scary and he doesn't drive, so he was stuck with my car that was also stuck there, but he couldn't drive home, so my mum had to drive all the way from Dublin to get him.
That was a bad day for both of you.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit more traumatised than he is, but
that's fair enough.
You won't be watching that movie, or did you? Is it
no,
yet?
No, yeah. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. Come here, Emma, did you break in?
No, I'm actually lucky enough, never broke anything in my life.
That didn't break the foot and they called an ambulance. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's because within a matter of like 2 minutes, it was blue, purple.
Oh God, okay.
Gotcha.
Double the size.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Emma, you're a ledge. Mind yourself. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great day, Emma.
Bye.
Good luck. Wake up.
We got the dreams. Spins fully charged.
When we play the hits, this is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? That's right. I had the most fabulous plain burger the other night that I wanted to mention.
A plain burger?
Mm, yeah. As in, it was just the plainest, most perfect thing in the world. My friend and I were leaving Ranelagh to head to Dave's actual 30th in Rathmines.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we were at that point where our plan had been to go and get something to eat together first, but just everything was delayed. So we were like, we just need to stop and just get something into us, you know? I said, I don't think Dave said this is food.
That there was food.
I
paid good money for that food.
I didn't know. I said, I don't think so. He said the other day he didn't think so. Anyway, so I can't remember the name of the place off the top of my head now, so don't ask me, but in Ranelagh is a Pizza Hut or one of them anyway, a pizza place. I was like, let's just chance it if they have like a burger on the menu here, but wouldn't be known for burgers.
Okay.
If you get me. We're like, just a burger will do, just something quick. So we both asked for a cheeseburger. And because obviously burgers aren't their main thing, it was just spot on.
Really?
In and out. Nope, I believe there wasn't even a bit of ketchup on that burger.
Nothing.
What there was this kind of, you know, like the real soft, creamy cheese that you'd see on some of the good burgers?
Yes.
And then a good old slice of cheddar.
Okay.
So there was double cheese.
A double cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Okay.
But no messing. There wasn't an onion. There wasn't a pickle. There was nothing.
That sounds awful.
It was absolutely delightful.
Was it?
And you know as well, I dry fed it.
What do you mean?
I didn't even get a Coke or anything.
No.
Just stood at the countertop eating our burgers. Now if we went to your 30th.
Oh my God. Well, thank you very much for coming.
You should have told us that you had food organised. What kind of food was there?
Platters came.
No way.
Yeah. And we had...
What kind of stuff was on it?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I paid so much money for all these platters to come out, and I had one samosa and one chicken goujon. I think there was sausages. I think there was... spice box stuff. There was chips. I don't know what's going on. But I didn't get anything really.
Savages.
I know.
I have to be honest, I'm a little bit ashamed of myself. And sometimes to do that, I can kind of be a bit, what would you say, my own worst critic. And I feel like that's a good thing in this instance, particularly because I was walking past my box of shame this morning.
Your box of shame?
I have a box of shame that just sits in like the little porch in my house.
Okay.
And as I was walking by it this morning, I thought, I'm going to bring that box of shame to work.
Oh, is it like chocolate?
No. And I'm going to share it with Dave and those of you who listen to Fully Charged.
But it's not
and
chocolate.
It might
jellies.
Make me feel a little bit better about myself when I share. And I just want understanding as I proceed with this story, okay? I beg you.
Okay.
Not be too judgmental.
Just bring out the crisps, whatever it is. I'm starving.
What I have in my box of shame are a pretty embarrassing, seriously high amount of cheap sunglasses.
So, oh, for God's sake, I was just so excited. The box of shame, I was like, oh, it's going to be like Mars bars. Like, all this, oh, okay.
No, my box of shame is sunglasses. So essentially, housemates moved out, boyfriend moved in, a lot of moving parts over the last while. And as you're going through stuff and doing big clear outs, in loads of different random pockets of like wardrobe space and drawers and whatever, okay, lying around in different spots around the house, I realised that when I actually was getting my life together and putting everything into a place of its own, that I have far too many sunglasses. Now, these are accumulated from well over the years.
I'm trying to understand what you'd need more than one pair of sunglasses for.
Exactly, Dave. And that's exactly what I'm asking. Oh,
sorry, that's why it's called the box
morning.
Of shame.
Yes, it's the box of shame. At the beginning, I thought, when I started accumulating a few, I thought, this is kind of cool.
It's
you
a
know,
collection.
Those little... you know those little mini storage boxes? I was like, leave them by the door. And then, you know, dogs lead, sunglasses, pick a pair and off you go. Three or four.
Very good, like, yeah, you know? Yeah.
But as I realised that the box I first had was too small, that's when the shame really kicked in.
Oh, no.
And I thought, over the last 6 years, running around Pennies, on the beach in Spain, you name it, I've collected quite the collection. And again, these are all like rubbish, not expensive, €4 penny sunglasses.
Okay, you know? Right, so fake ones.
I'm going to give you the sound of the box first.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
This is the sound of the box of shame.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Oh, God, I can't even look. I'm so disgusted with myself.
Stop it.
That's the sound of the box of shame.
Oh, my God. Are they broken? Like, is there loads
There's
of different...
There's one pair broken.
There's one pair broken. But the rest of them, but they're all real. Like, they're all solid sunglasses.
Yeah, some of them are that lovely kind of beigey glass lens, the others are black.
I can't see into the box, so I can't see how many, but that's a massive box.
That's what I'd like you to do by the sound of the box of shame. How many sunglasses do you think are in the box of shame?
Is there 12, maybe? Maybe 8.
Dave, there's 25 pairs of sunglasses in the box of shame. 25 pairs of sunglasses. I've just removed my two normal not sunglasses, like my glasses, my reading glasses from there. And that leaves 25
okay,
in the box.
Do you have a favourite or do you ever wear any of these?
Of course.
You do?
Oh, I'm in rotation. But like my in-laws came to visit 2 weeks ago and my to-be hopefully one day mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I could tell she was, wow, that's quite a box of shame.
All right, why don't we give some away?
Oh, no, Dave.
They could be show merch, Emma.
I wouldn't be saying that.
They could be show merch.
No.
Do you want a pair of Emma's sunglasses? Send us over a sunglass emoji and you will, do you know what, we'll do a lucky dip. You don't need 25 sunglasses, Emma.
These are River Island ones. God, these remind me of starting my new job in Dublin in 2019. Look at these now.
They are stunning.
Aren't they gorgeous?
They're fantastic. Now, there must be some pairs in there that you will never, ever use. We're going to do a lucky dip. If you want a pair of Emma's sunglasses, send us a sunglasses emoji. We're going to do a lucky dip and whatever you get, you'll be happy with.
Okay,
right?
Literally just a sunglasses emoji. Let's just do this. I'd like this to be significantly less clunky.
Yes, because right now there's a lot of shame going on. Oh my God.
It's bad, isn't it, lad?
It's quite bad.
Do you want a pair of me sunglasses? 0877 11 1038. Get a sunglasses emoji over, so as Dave said. I'm actually feeling okay about it.
Yeah, and we'll do a lucky dip. And okay. You might get something good, you might get something crap. Who knows?
A Steve Madden pair.
Ooh.
A bit of a TK Maxx splurge.
All from £3, yeah. I think.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I brought to work today something that I feel very ashamed of.
Shame.
Shame on you. What you're listening to is the sound of my box of shame. I have 25 pairs of cheap sunglasses. I didn't realise I had so many sunglasses till there was a lot of moving parts lately with people moving out and people moving in. And me just kind of getting my life in order a little bit and having some level of organisation in my life at home. And when I was kind of gathering up sunglasses from different places they'd been kept, I realised that I've overdone it. And I've been picking up cheap sunglasses over the years to the point where I have 24 too many pairs. I have 25 pairs of sunglasses.
We should get you one of them cylindrical kind of racks where you could hang up the sunglasses. You know the way you're in Specsavers and you could like turn it round, twist it round.
They're so fun.
Very fun.
I love those things. So look, I'm just trying to give away the sunglasses, to be honest, to try and get this sound way down.
Yeah.
Dave's decided on doing a bit of a lucky dip on this, which I think is actually an excellent shout. Aoife, hello.
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. Are you in need of some sunglasses?
I am indeed.
Why? Have yours broken or anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I don't break them, I lose them, so...
Or sit on them, or...
Fair enough. All right, well, let's dive into Emma's box of shame, and we're going to pull out...
A... Oh, no, I love them! Oh, no, they're really cool! Anyway, it's fine. Fair is fair. Fair is fair.
What I've pulled out is a kind of leopard print... Kind of imagine Tony Stark-esque sunglasses. This is the part of the show where everyone realises I can't describe sunglasses.
No, it's very hard.
But they have an orange tint on them.
Yeah. Oh, they're so cool!
They're so cool.
Oh, damn it! I should have excluded them from the pot.
Aoife, you want these sunglasses or do you can swap them? I could get something worse or I could get something better. What do you want?
Let's go with a swap.
A swap. Oh, you're going to swap them out. All right, here we go. Okay. You can only swap once. What you have got for your official sunglasses is... Oh, they're very...
they're cool too,
They're Audrey Hepburn-esque.
They are. They're very Kendall Jenner.
Yes, two very different people.
But very much like 0.5% of the price of what she'd wear, so we're laughing.
You know what, Aoife? I can't describe sunglasses for the life of me. They're black sunglasses and they're very cool looking.
And they have a pointy top bit.
They have a pointy top bit. Are you happy with your pointy top sunglasses?
Yes.
Fantastic, Aoife. Send over your address and I will send them out to you as soon as I can.
Fantastic, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Aoife. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Aoife. Talk to you later. Maybe we need to be looking at, like, show sunglasses, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
There as well as Fiona. Morning.
Morning.
All right,
morning.
Have a go. Let's get rid of a pair of sunglasses. We're going to do a lucky dip, Fiona.
All right, you ready, Fiona? Here we go. I'm going in to the box of shame to pick out your new future sunglasses. And what you have picked out is... Now, this must be a new type of sunglasses because... it's only the right eye.
It's like a pirate.
It only has the right eye and the right the thing that goes over your ear. So here's what I'm going to do, Fiona. You can choose to take these broken sunglasses and look like a cyborg, or you can swap them once. What do you want to do?
I'll swap them.
You'll swap them. All right, they're going back in the box. I hope I pull out the left side. Here we go. We are going with a kind of leopard print, but quite see-through leopard print. It's kind of...
white and black, kind of.
Yes, they're very big. And they still have the tag on them, Fiona.
Ooh, yeah, very good.
You've obviously never worn these.
No, they haven't had their day in the sun yet.
Very good. Yeah. Well, Fiona, congratulations. You are getting a pair of sunglasses that I find very hard to describe.
They'll do for my holidays in a couple of weeks.
Amazing. Happy days. Thanks, Fiona. Have a great day.
Enjoy them, Fiona.
Thanks very much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Don't say we never gave you anything.
Exactly. Now you've only 23, which is a perfect amount.
We have a long way to go. Get ready.
Spin 103's Golden Ticket.
All right, the golden ticket is where you could win a holiday for free on us. All you got to do, guess some songs. We are talking 7 nights at Pierre and Vacancies Village, which is in Fuerteventura. All you got to worry about is kicking back, relaxing, enjoying that sun. It's all thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. I tell you what would be hassle-free, chilling out in a sun lounger right now, eating a bag of Lay's.
For free.
Oh, a nice little
the best part of
Coca-Cola
it all,
yeah. Beside you. Oh, the absolute dream. Who's on to play?
It's George. George is on his way to work. What do you do for work, sir?
I'm a service engineer of medical equipment. Ultrasound scanning machines.
Service engineer for medical equipment. Amazing.
Fair big way. Job. Well
big
done,
job.
Man.
Yeah, very good. And when's the last time you were away on holidays, George?
Not much in 2 years now.
No, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Time, eh?
Yeah, it is actually, yeah. Well, trying to get into the property ladder, so
okay.
That's the thing that we keep away.
Yes, okay, fair enough. So you've been saving for a house as opposed to actually going on holidays. That's absolutely fair. Well, if you win this holiday, it would be free, George. So here's hoping you do win it. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, George?
I do actually, but I love the songs, but I don't actually remember the artist name.
Okay, well that's a main part of the game. All right, let's go through it. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock, George?
I kind of forgot actually. 10 or 30 seconds?
It's 25 seconds. You were close. 25 seconds go on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, George, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can obviously only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, George?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, good man. That's all you can do. George, where are you from?
Thank you. India.
You're George from India. The best of luck. And where are you? I presume you're living in Dublin, are you, George?
I'm in India. I'm in Ashbourne.
You're in Ashbourne. Okay, in Meath. A very nice place. Emerald Park is there.
Yes, yes.
It is, actually.
The weather much better in India, though, yeah?
It is, actually.
I'd imagine so. All right, George from India, living in Ashbourne. 25 seconds are on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What do you think, George?
Pony Club.
Yes.
Chapel Run.
Stop the clock.
Well done, George.
Yes, George. Well done. That was 10 seconds of your time, though. It was Chapel Run and it was Pink Pony Club. Very good. You got 15 seconds left on the clock, George. Are you ready for song two?
Yes.
Here we go. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Remember old dude from 2019? Nice clean. Did me dirtier than laundry. Took a scroll.
Any idea, George?
Just to get a DM.
Yeah.
Yes,
stop the clock. Oh, wow.
Go on, George.
Good man, George.
Oh, thank you.
That was very, very clever. Now, unfortunately, we used up a lot of time there. We've only 2 seconds left.
No.
I know. It was a lot of time. But sure, listen, George, why don't we go for it and see how you get on?
Let's give it a crack, yeah?
Yeah, we'll try.
Let's go for song three. George plays 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah.
It is Sabrina Carpenter.
Bad Chem.
Yeah. You're dead right. Sorry now, we're out of time on that, but you are good at this game,
yeah,
George.
Yeah, George, very good player. Did you enjoy it? Did you have fun?
Oh, yes, I did, yeah. A bit of nervous, though, but I don't know.
Honestly, brilliant player. Really, really good. So try and get back on and play again at some point, George, will you?
Yeah, all right, yeah, I will.
Legend. Thank you so much. Have a great day, George.
You too. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, listen, I'm getting more and more hopeful as we go.
George, yeah, we're getting good players.
Great player there. So again, I think if it was the first song that didn't take him so much time, we could have been on. I think he would have been fine with song four, you know.
I agree, completely agree. Looking at song four, it's very doable. If you think you know your music, if you think you want to go on a nice trip away to Fuerteventura, I'd recommend, you know, getting in on this.
Just drop us a WhatsApp with the word golden and you could be playing tomorrow and winning a holiday.